There comes a time when it's more than just fantasy, when it's more than just a dream. There comes a time when you are the coach. Those players out there taking huge hits, smashing sixes and kicking goals, they're your players. It's your pride on the line, all in the name of bragging rights. When the time comes, there is only one place to turn. There is only OTLS Fantasy Sports Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first of the 2021 OTLS Pick'em podcasts. We're doing away with the Fantasy Classic and all that sort of stuff because, let's face it, Zano and I both suck at that. So we are moving on to the next phase. It's going to be everything Pick'em tonight. And with me, as always, I have Zano. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you, mate. I haven't thought about sucking. I'm still sitting in the top 1,000 for fantasy this year. So, you know, I'm actually reasonably happy with that result to this stage. I was almost tracking for a hat about 3 weeks ago and then had a shocker this week, which just killed me. But I must admit, mate, I can't believe we're back here again. It just came around so quickly, didn't it?
I know, and even quicker, they took the bloody week away in the middle, Zano.
We
normally get everything set up. So it's, yeah, a bit of a mad scramble getting spreadsheets and everything set up, but that's all right. It's a bit of fun, isn't it?
No, we get through it, mate. We find time, you know. There's always a way to find time.
Absolutely. Cool. All right, so today we're just going to go through the basic rules for, I guess, players that haven't played before. Hopefully we get a few new players in this year. And then we'll go through some basic strategy of what we're looking for week one of finals Pick'em. So, Zano, as we always say, that Pick'em is a unique game. It's the only one out there that runs over the full AFL finals series, and there's nothing else like it on the market, which is absolutely fantastic. It's why I love it, and I think we've, I guess, finessed it over the last couple of years to be pretty fun to play. And the basic rule is over the AFL finals, you can pick any player who's playing and you can pick them any week you want. But once you've picked them the first time, that's it. You cannot pick them again. And so it takes, I guess it combines the fun of AFL fantasy with the vagaries of footy tipping as well, Zano. And it can really do you in if you pick the wrong team, can't it?
Absolutely, and not just, pick the wrong team, pick the wrong players as well. It only takes one or two players within a good week or a bad week to really change it, because it's such a short period over 4 weeks, Arch. It's not like you can make it up over 23 rounds. If you make a mistake, the percentage is higher.
Yep, exactly. And as we say, Zano, it's normally run over the 4 weeks of AFL finals, but with the way things are going these days, they're talking finals by to give them a little bit more time to quarantine if need be, which realistically, sounds of it, it's going to happen. So there's a fair chance that this year's final series will actually run over 5 weeks, which will be interesting.
It will be, interesting to see how they go about it. Who knows yet? We'll just work the COVID ball out as we go.
And obviously to win it, Zano, to take it out, as I think from memory, Urban did last year.
Yep.
The winner is the person who has the most final series. There's some tiebreaker stuff in there. But basically, you score the most points, you win. And you do win a cup.
You do
it
win
doesn't
a cup.
Go. Literally be delivered. But still, the fact is, we will give you a car, and I'm fairly certain we'll be able to pony up for that one again this year.
We will find a car. I'm actually cleaning out the kids' toy room. I will have probably more than one. You might get an option of what you want at some stage, to be honest, Arch.
Yep, fair enough. Now, you're going to take us through the basic structure and how the scoring works, Zano.
Right. So the structure or the setup of it's pretty easy, Arch. It's 3 backs, 4 mids, 1 ruck and 3 forwards. And then you get 1 emergency each line. That's every week as well, of course. So across the 4 or 5 weeks of the series. Now, you also get your captain and your vice-captain. Same rules as usually. Captain score doubles. Vice-captain comes into play if the captain doesn't play. We just use standard AFL fantasy scoring because it's about the only one that you can work out. And, of course, we said the captain scores double each week. Now, they're also, we run the positions based on the AFL fantasy positions at the end of the 2021 season, Arch. So anybody that's picked up DPP throughout the year, like Josh Kelly, look, they're going to be eligible forward or mid. So that's how we sort of manage that side of it.
Cool. And then, as you mentioned, Zeno, you do get emergencies. So I'll run through how that works. It's pretty straightforward. What we're looking to do this year as well is get rid of blue pole stuff because we don't want to be spending our whole weekend, Zeno, updating spreadsheets and that sort of stuff. And no. I think I quite like the set and forget. So this is all obviously assuming that we get the teams as normal on a Thursday afternoon. If they're going to spit out the teams, you know, 24 hours before the game, then we will go back to full lockout because that's just
for rolling. Full rolling.
And we'll go back to what it was, hopefully. Again, all this is pending the fixture announcements. Week one, the way they've done that, the finals in 2018 and 19, was there's normally a Thursday night game, a Friday night game, a Saturday game, and a Saturday night game.
Yes.
So with that one, we do a partial lockout for the Thursday night game and then a full lockout on Friday. Yep. But we will talk more about specifics next week. Hopefully by next Wednesday, we might have a bit of a fixture out.
Yep.
So we'll be able to talk specifics and loopholing and that for that one. All the other weeks, they normally do a Friday night and a Saturday night game.
Yeah.
So the lockout will start at the commencement of the first game of the week. So that's obviously normally the Friday night, apart from the grand final, which, look, who knows what time it'll be, but at the start of the grand final there as well.
Absolutely. And that, we're just going to watch that and keep an eye on it.
Yep. Now, emergency scores, this is something to take into account as well for new players. Emergency scores will only count if the emergency actually registers a score. So if he replaces somebody on your field, if he plays and scores 100, but you don't use him on field, well, that's fine. You can use him next week if you want, assuming that they get through.
Yes.
So as long as the emergency score doesn't count, you can still use them. Players on your ground, though, if they don't, same sort of thing. So if somebody on your ground is a late out and your emergency score does count, then the player that was on the ground that was a late out, you can use the next week. It's only if that player registers a score that they become ineligible there.
That's right. So, if you've used their score in your total score for the week, you can't use them again.
Cool. Now, Zeno, how can people sign up?
There's lots of ways, Arch. First thing, you just need to register your team by following us at overthelinesports.com.au, and it will be regularly tweeted out on all the socials, on the Over the Line Sports Head social, as well as the special at OTLS Pick'em account. So keep an eye on that. You must have an email address to play, which is basically how we let you know each week which players you cannot pick the following week. We then send up and link all the forms and all the submissions via the forms online, Arch. So it's done by a survey online to let us know who you want, which we then get the answers and we punch it into the spreadsheet manually. If you submit a team that includes an eligible player, we'll sort of try and let you know as soon as we can. Look, a lot of the guys we message as well, Arch. We're in chats all over the place with everyone. So it's either that or email. But it's just a matter of keeping an eye on that, and you should be right.
Yeah, absolutely. So all the main communication is via email, so that's where we'll be sending out the links and everything like that.
Yep.
But obviously through Twitter as well. If you follow the OTLS Pick'em handle as well, that is the best way to stay up to date.
Absolutely.
Because if you do follow us on there and we can match a team with a Twitter handle as well as sending out an email, we'll generally hit you up on Twitter to say, hey, you've put Dangerfield as a defender or something silly like that, which is something that tend to do.
That
does happen. I am in the process, in the next 48 hours, I'll have the rules back up on the front page of overthelinesports.com.au. But hit us up on the socials if you've got any questions.
And in fact, what we might even do, Arch, is we might even put in the registration forms and each week's team forms a section there for your Twitter handle so that we can actually see it on the spreadsheets as well. It might be the easiest way to keep on top of that.
Yep, sweet. We can do that.
Okay, so look, let's have a look at week one, Arch, and what we know, right? So we already know that obviously Geelong, the Dogs, Port, Sydney, Brisbane and Melbourne are going to make the eight.
Yep.
Look, the top four is still a little bit out in the air because basically the top four teams will play each other this week, which is almost unheard of. It's actually, the AFL have got something going on there. I'm sure there's some sort of, tinfoil hat conspiracy going on. Look, teams that are still sort of making, looking to try and make it as GWS, Essendon, and to a lesser extent, West Coast and Freo. So, look, at this stage, you'd probably suggest GWS and Essendon do sneak in, but just keep an eye on it because obviously that'll depend on who you've got up first. Now, with no pre-finals bye, and it's straight into it, so it's going to be interesting retesting or resetting all the normal formats from round 23, Arch. It's going to be chaos there for that week. So,
but yeah, we could. Do you reckon we'll see mass restings?
Look, yeah, this week I reckon we've got chaos for the final round of general fantasy for grand final week. Luckily, as you said, we're crap coaches, and the only grand final I'm in against is a draft league against listener AJ at the moment. And, you know, I'm pretty confident in that because I know he currently is muted and can't respond. So I know I'll cop that later on. So I reckon this week in fantasy, Arch, it could be chaos. A lot of those teams you mentioned, the Geelong, Dogs, Port, Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, I can see it's going to be chaos. Chaos.
Yep.
The Ross Lyon rule.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, the one thing that we're not sure of, and this is COVID ball at its best, the AFL have hinted that there could well be a bye throughout the finals to allow for quarantine. Right, Arch? So that tells me a couple of things. One, they are thinking of running the finals across two different states. And no idea what states they are. We'll wait and see how all that pans out. I don't think they know yet, to be honest. And then, of course, it's just the old final series, Arch. So, of course, the elimination is 5 versus 8, 6 versus 7 on the ladder. And the non-elimination is 1 versus 4 and 2 versus 3. So, look, we get into a bit of strategy in a minute, but it's pretty obvious you don't pick anybody from the first four teams the first week of the round. So,
yep. And I think it also goes without saying, Zano, is as the sole, I guess, proprietors and runners of OTLS Pick'em, we reserve the right to change the rules at any time based around what happens with COVID ball.
100%. And look, we got lucky last year with finals. We got a nice run through finals. But the only thing that I can see being an issue with COVID ball is, even with this, I don't think it will be Arch. The only thing it will be might be a week off in the middle of it. To be honest, I can't see much of an issue because unless there's a cancelled game out of the blue, that game's always going to have to be caught back up on before the next games are played. You know, it's not like a normal season where you can cancel a game and catch up on it later on. Every game sort of relates to what's going to happen the next one. So they've got to be played in chronological order. So however it works, you're always going to get games in the right order to match it up. So we'll see how it pans out, but yeah, look, as I think everybody would understand, if the proverbial hits the fan, we will work our way through it.
So we're going to talk a little bit of strategy now, Zano, on each line, and we've basically done a bit of a dive as to, you know, who might be eligible and that sort of thing. And again, next week we'll be able to do a little bit more strategy. We might even maybe release our teams next Wednesday, Zano, if that's when we record our preliminary teams. You're going to talk about defenders.
So, look, up first, we need 12 defenders for the finals, okay, Arch? Look, I think defenders could be a little bit tougher this year than most other lines by the sounds of it. premium scoring defenders so far this year are Rich, Salem, Daniel and Dawson. And let's be honest, Dawson's... He hasn't played the whole season, has he? So he's coming off a low base there. So really you're looking at Rich, Salem and Daniel. You're also looking at Lloyd and Mills, which, look, we have no idea when they're going to return. I still don't even know what Lloyd's injury is, to be honest. I think they've told us. And Mills, of course, with his Achilles, that could be anything from 2 weeks to 6 months. So we'll see how that goes there. So they're premiums that are confirmed to play. Then you've got the teams that may make it. So on there, you've probably got Whitfield, Heppel, Perryman and Cumming are probably the most likely in that are going to make it, of course, with Hearn and the Dockers Ryan, if one of those two guys sneak in at the last minute. So, look, we're probably really, really hoping that GWS get in at this stage, Arch. Because, yeah, because as we go through this, the relevance from a GWS team compared to and even Essendon is probably a lot more relevant than either the Dockers or the Eagles are from a fantasy perspective. So I know you're not dreaming for that. I've given up on finals a long time ago. So, I think GWS and that would help. Then, of course, that only gives us... If you get, say, GWS sneak in and Essendon sneak in, and let's say Lloyd and Mills miss a fair bit, you've got 6, 7 options there, Arch.
And we need 12. 12.
So we're then sort of looking down the line. You got the likes of guys like Witherden, if they sneak in. As we said, Lloyd or Mills, maybe. And then you've got guys like Tui, Hind. Look, he's not going to be a bad option early on. Dale and Harms, Houston, Ridley, Ash, and, of course, DBJ. So, look, there's a couple of options there, a couple of things you can play around with. The question is just going to be, oh, very much so, you know, who's playing and who's not, really, at the end of the day.
Yeah, what I think is going to be tough, Zano, is if you pick the wrong teams, probably week two is the key, yeah. The semi-finals. If you pick the wrong teams getting through there, you could be in a world of hurt as for defenders heading into prelim week.
It's interesting. I always think the first week is the most important to get right because from that point on, you've got two teams being eliminated the first 2 weeks. And then it's just one. It's not as bad from there. But the problem you've got is you've almost got to take a punt early on and pick the right winners and just take a punt on it if you want to win it. I don't know if we've got anything here on... Yeah, like generalized strategy in this is you can play it safe and finish middle of the pack and you're gonna finish somewhere between 25% to 75%. You're not going to finish dead last. You're not going to win it if you play it safe. If you play it out there and you go for the win and you try and pick the teams that are going to win and then just to pick the relevant players every single week, you're either going to finish dead last or first. So that's the joy of this game is getting those tips right. And,
absolutely.
And not even getting the tips right as a whole, getting the teams that are going to be eliminated each week right as you go along.
Yep.
That's the catch in all this.
All right, so I'll move on to the mids here, Zano. Now, you need 16 mids across the four rounds of finals.
Yeah.
Now, I've gone premiums here. I've gone for 105-plus average. So the ones that are confirmed will definitely be playing. We're talking Lyons, McRae, Petrarca, Wines, Guthrie, Bont, and Oliver. So they're all in. Then the maybe ones, which are the teams that are borderline, you've got Zach Merritt, Taranto, and Parrish. Or when I say borderline, they may or may not make it.
Yep.
Depending on results from this week. And then we've got the best of the rest. Now, this one actually isn't too bad, Zano. I think we'll be fine for mids because we're talking the likes of Andy Brayshaw. We've got McLuggage, Duncan. That's Geelong Duncan.
Yeah, he should
Parker,
be back.
Amon, Gaff, Boak, Redden, Neil, Sheed, Libber, Mundy, Hopper, JPK, Treloar, Viney, even Bailey Smith, Chera, Langdon. There's heaps, mate. They're all 85 plus.
So,
I think we're right. I think the...
Yeah, look, definitely right. And the good news is you look at the guys that are all 105 plus guys, every one of them's going to have a second chance by the looks of that. I can't think of anybody there that's not finishing top four.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
So you know, you're going to sit back and sort of, you know, not even look at those guys the first round. Of course, you've then got to also, it happened last year, I think it was, with someone like Grundy, who very, very few picked the year before when they had the second chance. And he went out and had like 140 the first round and then averaged 70 the next three. So nobody picked him the first one because they finished in the double chance. And then he went to crap from there. So you still got to look at your matchups. It's still tough to do that. So
Yeah, that's it. I think, so what is it? One of the Bulldogs or Brisbane will not make top four.
Yes.
So you've got Melbourne, Geelong and Port Adelaide locked in.
Yeah.
And so either Brisbane or Bulldogs will not make it. So, yeah, there's a couple there, obviously Lions and McRae at the top end there. One of them will be top four. So
Exactly. So, yeah, that's something to keep in mind. But then, of course, you've got to pick if they're going to win it or not.
Well, exactly. Zaino, Rucks. This is interesting.
It is. Now, as we know, we need four to run through the finals. Confirmed premiums, which you've still set the line at 95 plus Arch, which, look, to be honest, I'd probably go 90 plus, to be honest, because there's only sort of really three guys scoring that, which is Gawn, Grundy and Darcy.
To be honest.
Nah, it doesn't really. So Gawn is at that point, and Darcy is if they make it at that point, which, look, as I said, we could almost put a red line through. You wouldn't expect it at this stage. Yep. So really, you've got, as far as premiums are confirmed, Gawn. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all we've really got. That's a massive problem, Arch. And I don't even know how we're going to work through that yet, because then you start looking at the next in line, and you've got the likes of Lycett, English, Hickey, Stanley, Oscar Mack. Who's there? Hickey. Yeah, so they'll all make it. Nick Nat, who's maybe. Draper, who's probable. 2 meter Peter, as you put here, Arch. He's scoring, averaging 68. He's available. And whoever GWS play that week. So, it could be a Mummy or
could be a Braden Pruce. Did you see that news today? They're actually tossing up between Pruce and Briggs, I believe.
I do. I understand that, and I really hope Pruce doesn't play this week, because he'll be a great get next year. Absolutely great get next year. So if he misses, then he gets the full percentage discount. So he's definitely one that could play. Look, Arch, I think Rucks are going to be an absolute mess this year. The one thing I'll say on strategy on the Rucks, though, make sure you've got options from both preliminary finals, two of each.
It's happened, and I know you're speaking from experience here.
It's happened more than once where I've got to the preliminary finals and got nothing left up my sleeve, and the two teams that won, I'd already used the Rucks, and I had to go in with nothing. I'm pretty sure I had a donut that grand final week. So the Rucks is probably got the most strategy involved to it, Arch, because there's the least amount available to you. You're always going to find a defender, a forward and a mid to cover your ass if you need to, right? But once you're done with the Rucks, you're done with the Rucks. So it was that preliminary final week that, was really something you've got to keep an eye on there.
And ahead,
cool. For sure.
And the other thing as well, I just realised as well, Briggs isn't ruck eligible. He's forward defender.
Yes, he is.
So you can't even select him.
Nah, that's dead right. So, so it's going to be intriguing to see what happens there, Arch, for sure.
Okay, and lastly, we'll look at the forwards, similar to the backs that need 12 across the finals. The guys that have averaged more than 85-plus that we know will be playing finals, we're talking Zorko, Dunkley, Isaac Smith, who's been a really interesting player, especially in draft leagues this year, and obviously Dangerfield as well. Of the teams that may or may not make it, we've got Josh Kelly and Kyle Langford there.
Yep.
Look, we'll be honest, Zaino, those two are probably more likely to play there. I think it's very much heading towards GWS and Essendon getting through.
Yep. If I was a betting man, I'd be putting money on those two, Arch.
The problem then, we're very light on here, Zaino. So then we're talking the likes of Hunter, Green, Hind, Stringer, Butters. They're probably all people you'd be pretty comfortable selecting.
Yeah, at some point.
And then you're talking guys like Higgins, Heaney, Bailey. And then you're taking a run on guys like, somebody you might think up think might have a, like a Gary Rowan, for argument's sake, you might be backing him. He could get you just as easily a 120 or a 40, you know, that's right. Going to be the problem.
And you've got the key forward guys, you know, you've got the Hawkins and the, just thinking off the top of my head, you know, who else is there? You've got even Norton fired up last week a little bit, and what's his name from Melbourne now, in Benny Brown.
Oh, Ben Brown.
You know, so you've got these guys that you know are going to go out there, and if they have a good day, they're going 120 because they'll kick five or six and win the game. But if they get shut down, they're going 40. You know, so it's really interesting there. And some of those guys, Arch, as well, like Hind and Bailey, the two I'm thinking of, are defender eligible as well. So you might need to use some of those guys down back at some stage yet. So.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. You know. It's going to be messy. I think the forwards and the backs are going to be the challenging ones.
Yep.
Sweet. The rucks, you just need to make sure you've got one. That's the biggest. And it's really only grand final week that you need to worry about.
Absolutely.
But the forwards and the defenders are going to be problematic.
Oh, absolutely. It's, definitely. Yeah, the forwards and defenders. It's going to be a bit of a shuffle to look around and work out, you know. Where's where and who's who, for sure.
Yep. Cool. Well, we might wrap it there, Zano, because we've sort of covered off a lot of the strategy going through the different lines there. So I think, obviously, next week we'll record a pod that's a little bit more specific.
Yeah.
We will obviously tweet out and check the website there, overthelinesports.com.au, for all the updates and that sort of stuff in the next couple of days.
Absolutely. And keep an eye out because, yeah, as you said, we'll do a fair bit on there for sure. All right. So, look, thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. Obviously, AJ, you're there. Look, I don't know if there's any questions to fire at us, AJ, or not. Archer might be able to see if he's got any questions for us before we wrap up.
I think we'll just wrap up and then we'll have a chat with AJ. So the benefit of tuning in for the Twitter Spaces as well, if you're listening via the podcast, is we'll tweet out a link to the Twitter Spaces as well. Once we've wrapped up the podcast each week, we'll just have a bit of a 5-10 minute chat with anyone that wants to... you know, discuss Pick'em as well.
Beautiful. So, look, thanks again, everybody, for listening. Always hit us up at Twitter. I'm at OTSZano. You'll be able to follow all the Pick'em stuff off there. And, of course, overlinesports.com.au, brought to you by Check My House Price Arch. That's going to have all the rules and regs and probably the weekly wrap-up on there as well. So exactly. Keep an eye on that. And with everything going on at the moment between... I was listening to a little friend called Jimmy Rees earlier, who is a bit of a laugh, and you know, just about every state's got lockdowns at the moment, so we're just telling everyone to always stay safe.
And you can get me at OTLS Archie, and obviously make sure you're following at OTLS Pick'em. That's OTLS PICKEM to get all the information that you do need. As always, hit us up on Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and review, and not just us, but all the fantasy podcasts that have put in a ton of effort over the last few months to help you guys out with your fantasy teams across the board.
Absolutely. Thanks again, everyone, and we will be back in touch soon.
Cool. Awesome. All right, now, let me bring AJ in here.
OTLS Sports, giving you the analysis and advice you need to get over the line.